Delighted to be joined by the CEO of Harry's Rainbow, Odette Mould. Odette, how are you?
I'm lovely, thank you, Michael. I'm good, thank you.
Lovely to speak to you. We like to check in semi-regularly with Harry's Rainbow as a fantastic cause here in MK to find out sort of what you're working on and what's going on with the charity. First of all, give us an overview of Harry's Rainbow and the work that it does.
So Harry's Rainbow supports children who have been bereaved of a parent or sibling in the Milton Keynes and the surrounding areas. So we go as far as supporting families from Bedfordshire, Leighton Buzzard, Northamptonshire. So our work does stretch beyond Milton Keynes as well.
A really fantastic cause. And I saw you've been recognised by the Queen as well.
I have indeed, yeah. It was a bit of a surprise. So I was listed on the Queen's Birthday Honours on the 2nd of June and received an MBE for the work that Harry's Rainbow has done in the community of Milton Keynes for bereaved children and families.
Well, congratulations. How did you feel?
Thank you. A little bit... So I received the letter 5 weeks before I was able to tell anyone.
Yeah.
That was a struggle. And for that 5 weeks, I spent my time sort of questioning whether it was really going to happen. So I was desperate to tell people, but at the same time, I was like, but what if my name's not on the list? It's that typical imposter syndrome.
You thought it might be an admin error.
I didn't think it'd be an admin error, but the letter's very ambiguous.
Right.
It says you're going to be recommended to the Queen to receive this honour for all of this, and you must accept but keep it confidential. So it doesn't say you're definitely going to be on the list.
Okay, yeah,
you know?
I see.
I read into that probably too much. Obviously I needn't have worried. And I'm absolutely blown away and so proud that the work's, you know, that we've done in Milton Keynes has been recognised, because my passion is to raise the awareness of child bereavement and the needs for children who are bereaved. And that's the ultimate aim, really.
Absolutely. So that's just an added bonus, I guess. Is there a ceremony that you've got to go to? Have you got the medal yet?
No, so I'll be contacted to arrange to be invested by a member of the royal family at one of the royal homes. I think that'll probably be next year, because they are behind because of the COVID period. So they've still got people to catch up on there.
Wow.
So I'm quite happy to wait a little while. That's fine by me. It's something to look forward to, perhaps next year. Maybe.
Well, we'll definitely check in with you after that and find out how it went. You've got a bit of time to practice your curtsy. I don't even know. Is that the right thing to do in front of the royal family?
I actually don't know, but I imagine possibly so.
Yeah.
So I've definitely got some time to pick the outfit and make sure I've managed all my airs and graces. Don't say the wrong thing. And
absolutely. Let's get back to Harry's Rainbow. What have you got coming up through the rest of 2022 and into next year as well?
So we've had a really busy summer, but we are leading now up to one of our major fundraising events, which is the London to Brighton. It's a fantastic event, such fun, so much fun. It's a cycle ride from London to Brighton. Harry's Rainbow organise all of the transport to London and then from home from Brighton. And all we need participants to do is ride 56 miles London to Brighton, meet us in Brighton, have a drink, and then we get them home on a coach. And we ask for a minimum fundraising amount of £250, which is quite reasonable considering we also, you know, that covers the cost of the coach trip, the transport of the cycle, you know, the bikes, and everything like that, and also entry into the race as well.
Fantastic. So if anyone is a keen cyclist who thinks, yeah, I could give that a go, how do they find out more about this?
So if you go to www.harrysrainbow.com/events, and the London to Brighton event will be listed there, along with other events that we do throughout the year as well, such as the abseil and a skydive. Alternatively, you can contact Emma directly, who's managing that event, and that's emma@harrysrainbow.co.uk. I mean, it's for anyone that wants a bit of a challenge, or anyone that finds cycling easy. I don't think you even need to be a keen cyclist. I wasn't a keen cyclist when I did it, and I had a great time because I'm normally a runner. Right. Not a cyclist.
It's a manageable distance, isn't it?
It really is a manageable distance, to be honest with you. And it's just a lovely sort of thing to do, to get out with people, which is what everyone's been sort of enjoying this year already, isn't it? Getting out, socialising with people. And it honestly is a great fun event. And we really do now need to do everything we can to recover from the pandemic financially. And so events like this, we try to put on a great event for our participants so that they have fun, but also at the same time can fundraise and are inspired to fundraise for our charity. It's important that I point out here that registrations to access our service have doubled.
Wow.
So last year we registered 90 children over the whole year to access our support. Bearing in mind, children stay with us for a number of years. They don't just stay for a year. So that will be on top of those we were already supporting. And just as a comparison, at the beginning of July this year, we'd already registered 90 people. So we've surpassed the number that we registered for the whole year last year.
That is incredible.
So there's lots of bereaved children that need our support that are out there. It's not that there are more bereaved children now than there were in previous years. It's that we're working hard to make ourselves more accessible and prominent in the community so more people know about Harry's Rainbow. And obviously that's part of our principal partnership with MKFM as well, which we love being part of. It's helping us to sort of make ourselves prominent in the community. So what that's doing is more people are aware of us, and so more people are contacting us to access support.
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing that people are aware of that support is available. And
absolutely.
They know you're out there.
That is our aim. Yeah, absolutely. That's our aim. That's what we need to do. We need to tell people we're there to access support. But what we need to do on the flip side is make sure that we can sustain that level of registration. And this is why we're asking people to support us with the London to Brighton, with any other events. We will have a Christmas raffle coming up. And we also have our Wonderland Ball. And although we have already sold the tickets, they were all sold out within 6 weeks. We are looking for raffle prizes and auction prizes, which is a great way for us to fundraise as well. So, you know, if anyone is able to help us in any way, they can contact me, Odette at harrysrainbow.co.uk, if they can support with that as well.
There you go. So you can find out more about the bike ride and about the work of Harry's Rainbow via the Harry's Rainbow website. Odette, it's always a pleasure chatting to you and finding out about what Harry's Rainbow are up to. Congratulations again on the MBE. Hugely well deserved. And
thank you.
Yeah, I hope we'll check in again in the coming weeks, but best of luck with the bike ride as well.
Thank you so much. And if anyone there wants to take part, you know, give us a shout, please do.